What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into Dig Straight Down, whether that's on a podcast platform or if you're watching this on YouTube, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. This is a podcast that's all about Minecraft updates. Sometimes those are Minecraft update announcements, but sometimes those are just ideas that people send in and I read and I react to them, or I have ideas of my own for future updates that would be just cool to see. So yeah, if that's interesting to you, you're in the right place, and thanks for tuning in. Now, let's start off this episode with an email from a listener. This one comes in from Joel, and they write, "Hi, Rebel JC, I would like to see an ancient city trader in Minecraft. You can trade them echo shards for rare items like enchanted golden apples and totems of undying. Rarely, they trade one special item called the Skulk Lighter. It would cost 32 Echo Shards. This would also light up the portal to the new dimension that no one knows about yet. Joel was slain by the Warden while trading with the Ancient City Trader." And yes, I think you would just be absolutely obliterated if you were distracted by a trader. Thanks for the email, Joel. I do think that... Maybe a trader might not be the way to go in the ancient city, but possibly if there was some sort of, it might be interesting to see different kinds of traders. The wandering trader is okay. A lot of people think the wandering trader is annoying and they, you know, kill the wandering trader whenever they see him. Which I think is quite cruel. it is free leads. It is definitely free leads. But different kinds of traders would be an interesting idea to explore. Say if they showed up at different kinds of structures. Maybe if they showed up at villages in particular. Or if there was some sort of trading posts out in the wilderness that you could find. A different kind of trader that had specialized trades similar to this. That if you wanted to trade with this guy, you would have to go to a place like the Ancient City to get the stuff that this trader wants. But adding a trader specifically to the Ancient City feels a little bit out of place. Instead, I would like to see another kind of mob add to the Ancient City, sort of like the Shade mob that I talked about in a previous episode. That might be pretty interesting. But yeah, when it comes to activating that portal, that's still quite a mystery to a lot of people. I mean, I think maybe only the developers know how that's going to go. But I have seen some speculation that we're going to use those Echo Shards to somehow light the portal up, whether that's, you know, placing the getting enough Echo Shards to line the whole frame in them, sort of like we line the end portal frame with the Eye of Ender. I don't know. That seems quite expensive. My personal theory on how we're going to light up that portal frame is not using a lighter. I feel like using a lighter is very specific to the Nether portal because it incorporates fire, and activating the end portal uses Ender Eyes, which have something to do with that dimension. So whatever we use to activate that portal in the Ancient City, it's going to be something that has to do with the dimension that we're going to. I don't think it's going to be fire, and I don't think it's going to be teleportation based like the other two portals are. I think rather it's probably going to be vibration based, because if you look at the theme of the Ancient City, there's a lot of vibration based things, also a lot of soul based things. So I could see maybe lighting the portal there by achieving a specific kind of frequency, maybe incorporating some of the redstone capabilities that you find underneath the portal. Maybe we build some sort of frequency machine out of redstone that activates the portal. Or maybe, again, it has something to do with the Echo Shards, that if we gather enough, we can craft a special block, and that creates a frequency that opens up the portal. Who knows? That's gonna be something that we puzzle over for a while, I think, because I don't believe they're going to introduce a new dimension anytime soon, not within the next few updates, but I could totally be wrong about that. And I hope I am. I hope that the next update brings a whole new dimension. That would just be amazing. So thanks again, Joel, for the email, for giving us some things to think about. Let's move on into the main discussion of this episode.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So the latest Minecraft snapshot, that snapshot 23W12A, has introduced two significant additions to the game's lore. Firstly, a new structure called Trail Ruins has been added to the game, which generates slightly protruding from the ground. This is something that I've been very excited since I've seen it in the snapshot. When you fully excavate it, when you dig it out completely, you've excavated it completely, it kind of resembles a proto-village, like a village, like an ancient kind of village. It has a village-like structure, and it's basically a group of buildings along a road or pathway. If you look into the game files, certain parts of the structure have different names. Some of them are referred to stable, or hall, or passage, or even like group room. And if you put all of these concepts together, so stable, hall, group room, and it's alongside of a path or a roadway, you kind of get the idea that all of these things together are some sort of rest stop, some sort of like tavern along the way. You know, if you think about your old, you know, your typical fantasy tropes, you know, when you're traveling and you're going on a quest, sometimes there will be like little traveler's inns along the way that you can rest and stop and maybe pick up some quests and talk to the locals and see what's going on in the area. It feels like this is what that is. Like, this is a rest stop for travelers. And it makes a lot of sense because it is called a trail ruin. This is something that was built up alongside of a trail, and it has a place where you can store your horses. It has a place where you can rest. There seems to be some sort of workshop-related kind of building in there. So, yeah, it definitely has that sort of rest stop feel to it. Now, the materials that are used in the construction of these ruins are pretty colorful and definitely more advanced than the usual wood and stone kind of materials of villages that are up and running, you know, in the game right now. One thing that I would add to these trail ruins would be the ability to find maps. If these places are indeed like rest stops that ancient travelers would have stopped at along the way in their journeys, it would be really cool to find maps in this place to kind of hint at where they were going. Maybe these maps could lead to temples or other, you know, rest stops along the way. Maybe it could outline ancient paths or give some sort of hint as to what the topography of the ancient times were back then. Maybe it can show us a place where there used to be a town and we can go there and find some new ruins. Who knows? But this could be something that would be pretty cool to find and further kind of cement that lore that this is a rest stop that ancient travelers would have stopped at on their journeys. Now, there are new patterns of pottery shards, with one particular shard depicting what looks like a warden, and the pottery shard is named Mourner. Why does it look like the warden? Is this saying that the warden is an ancient mob, or is there some other sort of connection there? Now, my previous theory was that the warden is the physical manifestation of the souls of the ancient civilization that once lived in the ancient city. So when the warden spawns in, you can kind of see that in its chest cavity, you can see some souls glowing there. So there's definitely a connection to souls there. So in my previous theory, when we make too much noise in the cities, we disturb these souls who rise in the form of a warden to protect their resting place. So in the light of this new pottery shard with this potential clue, maybe the warden looks the way it does because in this ancient culture, mourners at funerals would wear a special kind of headdress or costume. Because these souls are mourning their lost civilization, they take the form of like a monstrous mourner, which we would call the warden. So these souls rise up and they take on a form that would be familiar to them according to how they're feeling, which would be sad, right? And so they take the form of what they understand to be a mourner and they chase after us. And because from our perspective, it's this thing that's protecting this area, we call it the warden. But maybe in the warden's perspective, it's a mourner and it's chasing us away from a sacred, you know, resting site. Who knows? This is just a wild theory, and you know they could probably come out in the next few days and say actually all of that's trash, and here's what this actually is, and redesign that pottery shard. Who knows? But I find it interesting that there could be a possible connection between the idea of an ancient mourner and the warden that we know and fear today. Well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode, guys. I hope you found it interesting. If you did, send me your questions, your comments, and your ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, just let me know down in the comments below. And as always, guys, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.